Matameo, Disc 5.
Chapter 22. A massive slide of earth, soil, shale and scree, mixed with huge boulders that had torn away a section of the hillside from top to bottom, lay squarely across the cave entrance, trapping Matthias and his friends tight inside the cavern. On top of the hill, Slagard and his cohorts were surprised and shaken by the scale of the landslide they had caused. Clouds of choking dust arose in the silvery moonlight around them. Bagai and Skimpaw buried their faces against the earth, scared to move. The masked fox lifted the bottom of the hood and spat gritty dust. He was about to howl his triumph at the night sky when Matameo and the escaped captives heaved themselves from the water and dashed towards the mound of debris with shouts of dismay. Slagard grabbed Bagai and Skimpaw by their tails and dragged them swiftly back down the opposite side of the hill.
Oh, ouch! Leg out, chief!
Oh, you're pulling my tail off!
The cruel one cuffed them soundly about the ears.
Silence, idiots! Where did they come from?
Where did who come from?
Matameo and his lot. They're down there now, trying to unblock the cave entrance.
I never saw them, chief.
You wouldn't, muckbrain. You and your crony were too busy kissing the ground.
They must have escaped. We'll go down there and round them up, eh, chief?
Blockhead, there's not enough of us to capture them all. They'd scatter away like a shot. How could three of us catch seven of them, idiot? Listen, I'll stay here and keep an eye on them. You two get running and catch up with the others. Tell Three Claws and Half Tail to chain the prisoners up and stay with them. Then bring the rest back here. Do it quietly, and we'll surround our little friends down there so none of them will escape a second time.
Righto, but what if they manage to dig their friends out of that cave while we're away?
Don't talk rubbish.
Slagar sniggered.
Nothing on earth could move that lot. It isn't a cave anymore, it's a grave. Now get going and bring the rest back here quickly. When you get back, lie low, stay silent, and wait until I give the signal.
Bagai and Skinpaw trotted off into the moonlit forest. Slagar ripped off his patterned silk head mask and breathed deep, his mutilated face twisting into an insane smile as he listened to the young ones on the other side of the hill, trying desperately to reach their parents and friends through an impenetrable mass of earth and rock. Inside the cave, the dust had settled. Matthias felt about in the inky blackness until he found his sword. All around him there was spluttering, coughing and confusion. The warrior mouse wiped dusty earth from his mouth and called out.
Is every beast all right?
All right. Steady on, old sport. A fella can hardly be all right when he's buried up to his middle in rocks and whatnot.
The warrior mouse groped about slowly in the dense gloom.
Stay where you are, Basil. Don't move. We'll get you free. Now, are the rest of you safe and unharmed?
I'd be all right if this hedgehog didn't keep a bumping into me.
Chief the Otter's grumbling was cut short by Orlando's rumbling growl.
Then stay still and stop bobbing about. You've run into me twice. Here, whose bushy tail is this?
Oh, what hit me?
Matthias moved to where the voice came from.
Jess, are you all right?
I think so. A great slab of something got me from behind. No damage done, though. It just knocked me flat for a moment or two. What happened?
Achoo!
Jabez Stump sneezed.
I don't think this hillside would stand still for ages, then suddenly decide to slide one night for no good reason. Seems to me as if we've been lured into here and trapped.
Matthias and Orlando had crawled over to where Basil lay buried and were trying to dig him out. The old hare bore up bravely, helping them where he could.
I think you're right, Stump, old lad. Here's a pretty thing. A bunch of seasoned campaigners caught like shrimp in a barrel, what? I'll bet a salad to a soup bowl it was old Slyboots, the masked thingamy. What do you say, Matthias?
I say keep still, Basil. Orlando, can you put your back to this rock and push it away from him? One of you grab his paws and start pulling while I dig the loose stuff away.